This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam.
We're talking about the environment in this programme, specifically climate change. Now, Sam, what do you think is the biggest cause of climate change?
An obvious answer would be that climate change is the result of carbon emissions caused by humans. It's about people's carbon footprint, the measurement of how much carbon dioxide is produced by someone's everyday activities.
That makes sense. But recently, some scientists, especially in the West, have been focusing on another issue: the increasing number of people in the world, something known as overpopulation. In this programme, we'll be discussing the controversial link between overpopulation and climate change. And as usual, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
Sounds good, Neil. But first, I have a question for you. Over the last 100 years, within one lifetime, the world's population has soared. At the start of the 20th century, it was around 1.5 billion. But how many people are there in the world today? Is it A, 7 billion, B, 8 billion, or C, 9 billion?
I'll say around 8 billion people live on the planet today.
OK, Neil, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. Since climate change is caused by human activities, it seems common sense that fewer people would mean lower carbon emissions. But in fact, the connection isn't so simple. Not everyone emits carbon equally, and people in the Western world produce far more than people in sub-Saharan Africa or Asia.
Arvind Ravi Kumar is Professor of Climate Policy at the University of Texas. He's made the surprising calculation that an extra 2 billion people born in low-consuming countries would actually add very little to global carbon emissions. Here, Kate Lamble and Neil Rozell, presenters of BBC World Service programme The Climate Question, discuss Professor Ravi Kumar's findings.
What he's saying is kind of astonishing, right? 2 billion people is, to say the least, a lot. It's the combined population of Europe and Africa.
He's crunched the numbers and found that an extra 2 billion low-income people, as defined by the World Bank, these are people without cars, without electricity often, would see global emissions rise by just 1.5%.
Add 2 billion high-income earners, that's people with cars and power and all the mod cons, and Arvind reckons emissions would rise by more than 60%.
So when it comes to climate change and population, where you were born matters.
Professor Ravi Kumar made his discovery after crunching the numbers, an idiom meaning performing many mathematical calculations involving large amounts of data.
He concluded that whereas 2 billion low-income people would increase carbon levels very little, 2 billion high-income people would increase it a lot. That's because high-income populations have mod cons, which is short for modern conveniences, technology and machines like cars, fridges and air conditioning that make life easier and more pleasant.
According to this view, the real problem is not overpopulation, but overconsumption. Affluence, that's having lots of money and owning many things, has become a big factor in climate change. And that's true in poorer countries as well as richer ones.
Listen to Rajesh Joshi, reporter for BBC World Service's The Climate Question, interviewing a rich Indian housewife, Priti Dagan, in her luxurious home in New Delhi.
I need everything that I buy. You cannot be judgmental about anybody's needs. And I derive a lot of happiness out of being very, very drawn towards consumer things. And I love it. And I'm not apologetic about it.
So if I tell you that poor people have a smaller carbon footprint as compared to their richer counterparts, do you feel apologetic about it?
So the brain says, yes, we should be apologetic about it, but the heart does not agree. Yes, poor can't afford lots of stuff, so their carbon imprint is small. But here, my heart wins over my brain because it gives me happiness.
Priti does not feel apologetic about her shopping. She doesn't think that she should feel sorry. Shopping makes her happy and she lets her heart rule her head, an idiom meaning that you do something based on emotions rather than reason.
Priti is being very honest. She is consuming and looking for happiness in a way that people in the West have been doing for decades.
It seems overconsumption is a bigger cause of climate change than raw population numbers. Speaking of which, what was the answer to your question, Sam?
Yes. I asked about the current global population. You guessed it was around 8 billion people, which was the correct answer. According to the United Nations, the world's population reached 8 billion on November 15th, 2022. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned, starting with carbon footprint, a measurement of how much carbon dioxide someone's activities produce.
If you crunch numbers, you perform many mathematical calculations involving large amounts of data.
Modcons is short for modern conveniences, machines like cars, washing machines and fridges, which make life easier and more pleasant.
Affluence means having lots of money or material possessions.
If you are apologetic, you show that you feel sorry for something harmful you have said or done.
And finally, the idiom, let your heart rule your head, means to do something based on emotion and personal desires rather than for logical or practical reasons. For now, it's goodbye.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.